That is Mondo Rock and Cubs Said the Boy. Of course, you might have heard the Mondo Rock special last Sunday night here on 5MU. This Sunday night, a brand new special. Bryan Adams has got a new album out, and we'll be having a look at it and some classic tracks too from that album this Sunday from 6 p.m. So set your alarm. And make sure you're still awake at 6 p.m. on Sunday with the long weekend coming. Settle in and listen to a great music special. Speaking of greats of the game, ladies and gentlemen.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey,
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
He may not be the Shane Warne of tech, but he is definitely the, who would he be? The Damien Martin of tech. Just comfortable cover drives. Comfortable cover drives all day.
There are a couple of people who might say I'm the Shane Warne of tech for why I carry on sometimes.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Good heavens.
Do you have a nightclub that requires a reboot? Richard Pascoe's your man. Very good. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, very sad about Warnie.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, it was wake up on Saturday morning. I literally thought it was a joke. I really did.
Yeah, like a bad one. But no, it wasn't, which is terrible. One of my greatest sporting memories of all time was 98 SCG. Got to watch him take his 300th and with Jacques Callis, and it was an absolute beauty. Set him up nicely, which you had to do for Jacques Callis. He was handy. We got to roundly boo both Daryl Cullen and Pat Simcox all day. It was great. Great. Anyway, let's talk some tech. And you are thinking that TikTok is a ticking time bomb of cybersecurity issues and my need for short attention span entertainment probably needs to take a backward seat.
It does. I'm not a big fan of TikTok, as anybody who listens to me will know. Also, TikTok are going out to 10-minute videos. There goes your day, people. I've really got to say that.
I mean, come on.
I know.
Look, I love TikTok. I just don't think anyone on there has 10 minutes of content.
No, that is stretching things.
That's YouTube.
They really are. Yes.
Yeah.
But no, TikTok, 10 minutes. TikTok states that it collects information you provide in the context of composing, sending, or receiving messages. So let's focus on the word composing. TikTok doesn't just collect data and messages you share using the app, but content you created or wrote but didn't share.
Ah.
That's not wonderful. TikTok also take advantage of every access permission you give it. It collects information about your phone's model, your screen resolution, your operating system, your phone number, people, your email address, your location, and even all your contact list there as well.
Are they the reason I'm getting calls from Melbourne, but are actually calls from Lithuania?
I don't want to get a lawyer's letter, but I've had lawyer's letters in the past about things I've said, believe it or not.
Have you?
That's for another day.
From remember, Santa, by any chance?
Yeah, I'm not. Never, you know, I think I'm banned from the Adelaide Oval.
Right,
during cricket season.
Anyway,
it's owned by Chinese company ByteDance, so they're required by law to submit user data and ask. It's also littered with security vulnerabilities as well. TikTok has access to your personal information as well. So one way hackers take advantage of TikTok is by sending users a text message that allows them to access their account.
Nah.
Another is leveraging the fact that TikTok uses an insecure HTTP connection. No S on the end, people.
Oh, really?
Not secure to deliver videos instead of the more secure HTTPS. Make sure you talk to your kids about this and, you know, have a good look about the sort of stuff you're sharing with TikTok because it's not great.
No, okay. Message received. Good one. Now, the amount of people who, you know, former work colleagues and things that have got on the old Facebook of late and just said, don't answer any friend requests, my account's been hacked. And every time I hear the word hacked, I think of the 80s movie Hackers, and there's like some teenager with a monochrome green screen just tapping away on a Commodore 64 keyboard.
Shall we play a game?
Yes, that's right. Exactly. What's going on there?
So most people imagine hackers. Exactly, attackers trying to get every single possible password on there. That isn't happening because if you try more than a handful of passwords, it slows you down and basically stops. So people who say their accounts have been hacked are likely guilty of reusing passwords. They've got malware on the system which has spread their passwords, or they've given their credentials to an attacker after social engineering tricks. You've answered a security question or something like that. So everybody out there should take proper security precautions. We've said this many times. Use two-factor authentication. I've seen, I think it's 8 people now in 3 weeks lost access to their Facebook account. Nobody had two-factor authentication turned on. That is, you give them your mobile phone number. So if anybody else in call centre stand actually accesses your account, you'll get a message on your phone with a number, let's say Google G67512. They can't get in without that number. So if you get the number, it's a sign from God saying, change your password.
Gotcha. And God in this case is Mark Zuckerberg. Gotcha.
Who doesn't dress
like God, you'd anyway, moving on. Smart app control is coming to Windows 11, says the headline. What does all that mean?
Really enjoy this, Adam. So I think Windows 11, if you don't want to pay for an antivirus, I think the best one out there at the moment is Windows Defender on there. People pay for it when they just want to feel really good about their security on there.
Right.
But I think Defender does a great job. They're also now going to introduce a thing called Smart App Control. So when we download apps, we put trust in the developers behind them.
Right.
Unfortunately, some of those apps have malicious intent behind them. So they've got malware that can steal passwords and banking logons. So Smart App Control will tell you if the app you're downloading is malicious. Great idea.
Oh, now, I'm okay with getting an ad in a game every so often, but if it's every time you finish a task, that goes very quickly. And I'm always worried that, you know, there's a little lurky bit just, you know, dagging around.
That's right.
Does this sort of stuff deal with that sort of stuff? Is that what we're talking
on
about?
On a Windows 11 computer, it will.
Right, great.
It'll go along and say, you know what, you shouldn't be playing Wordle with 3Ds in it.
Right, yes, very good. Right. Very good point. Although I do play Worldle,
right,
which is the shape of a country, and you got to tell people what country it is. It's very nerdy, but I play Worldle.
And do you know there is a new one out called Loodle?
Loodle. Ooh.
Yep.
Lewdle.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right,
and that's
kids.
All we'll say about it this time of the morning.
All right, kids. Yeah, but don't use TikTok, but get onto Loodle. Great advice there, Richard. Well done. Then Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, of course. If you want to know more about a few of those things, adelaidetechguy.com.au is the web address. Go and check that out. And, of course, he is available for consult as well. Richard, thank you so much, and we'll talk next week.
Look forward to it, Adam.
That is Richard Pascoe, ladies and gentlemen.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.